Stargazer time. Our look into the massive universe around our tiny troubled planet, and as usual, things we can also try to spot in our dark island skies. We've got Christopher Phillips to guide us through it with his astronomy skills, and wouldn't you know it, we've got him right here on the line. Hey Chris, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey Dave, good to be here. So this week's stargazers, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn can all be seen in the southeastern sky after sunset. Venus will also be visible in the east before dawn. The moon this week is waning and approaching its new moon phase towards week's end. This, of course, means conditions will be great for stargazing.
And you've got one of everyone's favorite topics apparently all queued up for this week, the search for extraterrestrials. What do you have for us, Chris?
Well, a new study from an international team led by the University of Manchester are expanding their search for extraterrestrial life in the universe. The team are using data from the Gaia Space Telescope and the Green Bank Radio Telescope in Virginia to search for techno-signatures in our area of the galaxy. In this new study, they have expanded the search to 288,000 stars.
Explain techno-signature and its importance.
Well, this is an indicator of technology developed by an extraterrestrial civilization, such as radio broadcasts or even radar signals. From our own experience, we know that our radio broadcasts and even radar signals from those like air traffic control have been leaking into space for decades and can be detected. However, nothing incoming has been detected so far, but astronomers are determined to refine their search techniques in order to more efficiently search the sky.
And with so many potential targets, tell us a little bit about how they choose one.
Well, they're looking for stars that overlap between data sets of different telescopes like Gaia and Green Bank, for example. And so far, they concentrated on a local area around about 160 light years. But now they've decided to push that out, and they're casting a much bigger net out to about 33,000 light years. So that's an awful lot of stars.
And considering stars come in a lot of different shapes and sizes, what are they looking for in terms of one that might be most likely to have some sort of life?
Well, in an effort to broaden their search, they're actually broadening the types of stars they look at. So things like white dwarfs, giant stars, and of course the obvious ones like main sequence stars like our own sun. By expanding this search and using multiple telescopes, they're hoping that catching one of these elusive signals, if they really do exist, might be a bit easier.
Another exciting episode, and we'll be tuned in and waiting for a follow-up from you, Christopher Phillips. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer, which you can find at hawaiipublicradio.org.